Well, Ben, say the best to last. Find nice to get off, get a win this week here at Olympia.
Yeah, something like that. Been here for 5 days. It took till now to jump a clear round. Normally, this has been a good show for me, and I just struggled a bit the whole week. I've made mistakes that I don't normally make, and I'm pretty tough, actually. But Triple X was on form, and I knew that we specifically planned the week to save him for the World Cup and the Grand Prix, which is quite heavy jumping over the weekend, and it paid off. I mean, very lucky in the jump off on two occasions, but I guess you need some luck sometimes, and he's a very, very fast horse, so I knew if I was clear they would struggle to catch me.
Did you question his form though? Because as you say, he hadn't jumped a clear round all week, and he's been knocking quite a few, and you can't have been too confident coming into today's class.
No, I was confident. I'm always confident. If I'm not confident, there's no point in me turning up to the ring here. I specifically didn't jump him early in the week, and I gave him a round Friday night before the World Cup, and he's been a bit spooky just off of the crowd and the flowers on the floor there, so I wasn't bothered. Yesterday I thought he jumped very, very well actually, and it was my mistakes. If I went again, I'd like to think that I could improve on that. So I felt that he was on form. It was more in my head. I just needed to calm down and just trust him. He's done this before and come through and won a Grand Prix. I took the morning off, had a wander around London, did a bit of Christmas shopping, and changed the plan a bit for today, and he jumped great.
Just talk us through that jump off, because as you said, lady luck on your side, because I mean, you heard the crowds gasp when they thought that you had the wall down. Is it difficult to keep focus?
It's a little bit. I set off quite quick to the triple bar. I felt a perfect roll back on the wall there, and just the horses were not jumping it good at all. I think I hit it behind. I'm not sure whether I nudged it in front or behind, but it stayed, luckily. Probably helped me, if anything, because it made him a little aware for the next few jumps. And then he had a rub on the second last there, but that was a horrible jump off. The course builder's done a great job all week, but yesterday in the World Cup, he had one vertical very similar like that in the jump off. Today off the other rein, and it was a real bogey fence. It's very hard for a horse to gallop and then turn back on an angle with the crowd like that behind them to a silver pole like that. It's hard for them to see. So I had a bit of luck, but there's plenty of times when I've jumped a good round and felt that he deserved to be clear and haven't been. So I'm going to take it.
And for you, what does it mean? You know, it's such a big high-profile event in your own country to have a win. How important is it to have a win here?
Yeah, I said earlier on the BBC that there's huge prize money all over the world now. Very glamorous events and everything, but still you can't beat history. You can't beat Olympia Horse Show with all these people cheering specifically for me to win when I go in the ring there, and I definitely feel that, and I would rather win the Grand Prix here any day over a Grand Prix in a different part of the world. So this was one that I wanted to win. Been lucky enough to win a lot of the other big ones in England, and now we can add this one to the list.
And beating the world's best horses, including, you know, Scott Brash, world number one, so nice to sort of put one over him, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we're good friends, but we're competitors at the end of the day, so there's a bit of rivalry going on. He's clearly ahead of me this month again, so I'm not going to catch him for the number one spot next month, I don't think, but this will certainly help me. But I have to just be grateful at the end of the day. I've had a great year. Jane Forbes Clark's horses are back over in America, so two of my strongest horses perhaps this year, Eureka and Stella, are on holiday. So I'm in a very, very lucky position to be here jumping with other horses while some are on rest.
Well, enjoy the break and enjoy Christmas.
I will do. Thank you.